Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we're going to study John chapter 14, verse 15. John chapter 14, verse 15. Now we're only going to want to study this one verse because it is of major importance. Just look at it. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. You see that? If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, that's something else right there. What a statement by the Lord Jesus Christ. Because after all, when we hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear about God's only Son, only begotten Son, who came, and he came here to save sinners, and he came here to fulfill the law, not to destroy the law. And then he gave us grace because we're saved by grace. For by grace you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then he throws a curveball in at you like this and says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, right off the bat, when you see that, you know, what runs through your head then is salvation by works and legalism and all that other kind of stuff. Well, by the time you get to the end of this message, you'll realize we're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about something very practical that the Lord Jesus Christ said in that verse. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, right off the bat, you can see the condition of our country. Because for years now, this country has been chasing down the Ten Commandments to get rid of them. And the one reason that they're chasing down the Ten Commandments and get rid of them in every kind of public place, get rid of them in courthouses and in schools and various places like that, the one reason is they do not love Jesus Christ. You just book that. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, then the same token is true. If you don't love me, then you're not going to keep my commandments. Or if you don't keep my commandments, you don't love me. You know what the problem is? This country loves a lot of other things besides the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can tell it because they hate God's commandments. They don't want them anywhere in sight. They don't want any more light coming from the words of God that are written in those commandments because they want to do contrary to the words of God. You know what the problem is? The problem is we're in perilous times, and in perilous times, the Bible says men should be lovers of themselves, their own selves. That's the problem. They're stuck on themselves. They are filled with lust. They want to fulfill every lustful appetite that they have, and they don't want any reproof from the words of God to prick their conscience to let them know that what they're doing is wrong. And it's wrong. God said it's wrong. And they said, shut up, God. We don't want to hear anything you have to say. We want to go after our lust. We love ourselves. We don't love you. But they wouldn't dare announce that in public. They don't want you to know that they don't love God, so they even use phrases like, God bless America, and in God we trust, and they fly their little flag out front, and they want you to know that we're a godly people, and we're a godly nation. They don't love God. If they loved God, they'd keep his commandments. They say, get rid of those commandments. We don't want anything to do with those things. Because they reprove our sin. We love ourselves, and ourselves, we want to do what we want to do. You know what got the Jews in trouble back there in the book of Judges? Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And every time God sent a foreign nation in there to mess with that country. Now all of a sudden we've got an inundation of foreign nations in our country. And some of them have caused problems like they did with the World Trade Center bombing. And everybody got up all in arms. And now what are we going to do about this? They're not going to do anything about it. They're going to spend a lot of money and make a big hoorah, but they're not going to do anything about it that's going to have any lasting effect. Why? They don't love God. They don't love Jesus Christ, and they hate his words. All these powerhouses now, these political action committees and the ACLU and the people that are for the separation of church and state, and we want this and we want that. You know what that is? That's we babies. We want our way. We want our way, and if we have to take away your rights in order to have our rights, we'll get our millions of dollars together, and we'll get our liberal attorneys, and we'll take you to court. We'll bring you down. You know what that's all about? That's all about one thing, selfishness. We love ourselves. We hate God. We use his name, but we don't like him. You know what? They not only they love themselves, they love pleasures. They love their pleasures. That's the condition of perilous times. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Say, we don't want to keep that stuff. They pay good money, good hard-earned money, to go watch people steal from each other in the movies and watch people have romantic episodes in the movies. Thou shalt not commit adultery, I think the Bible says about that. And they go over there and watch violence and murder in the movies. And what does the Bible say about that? Thou shalt not kill. And they watch people do underhanded shenanigans in the movies, all this lying and cheating going on. The Bible says thou shalt not bear false witness. And they watch these kids have these uprisings against their parents and all this rebellion activity in the movies and in their music and in their clubs and in their little party circles and in their little schools. And you know what the problem is? The problem is one thing. They don't love Jesus Christ. That's the problem. See, that is the problem. You sit here, we're going to throw all this money into social welfare programs. They say the real problem with our country is that people don't have equal access to an education, so we're going to put them in school. I read a headline article that in one school, I didn't go through to read the whole article, 9 years old. What is 9 years old? Third grade, they're teaching the kids about sex. They're showing them how they can perform acts with themselves. You know what that is? Lovers of pleasures and love their own selves. You know what the deal is? They hate Jesus Christ. Oh, they'll use his name, but they hate him. If you love me, you keep my commandments. You know what they love? They love money. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, and that's what they love. They love money. They love pleasure, and they love their own selves. What a terrible combination. What a terrible combination for a man to have a pocket full of cash or credit cards. When he doesn't have the cash, he can just borrow it, put the plastic down, doesn't have to pay the bill, you know, for a long time to come. And this country is just riddled with credit card debt. All that stuff is just consumed for restaurants and air travel and vacations and all that kind of stuff. And now the people are all struggling. They can't pay the thing back. They thought all this money would give them happiness, and their marriages are busting all over the places. And the reason why? They love themselves, they love their pleasures, and they love their money. And when the money starts drying up in financial trouble, and their love for each other starts drying up because they love themselves more than they love their mates, and because they still want to have pleasure, and a lot of times in marriages, it comes to responsibility in the absence of pleasure. They say, to fooey with you, we don't want you anymore. We're going to go do our own thing. Root problem, they do not love Jesus Christ, and therefore they will not keep his commandments. You know what else they love? They love sin. Matthew 24:12 says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Boy, what a terrible combination. We're going to trade in our love for Jesus Christ so that we can love ourselves. Boy, that's a pitiful thing to love. We're going to love our pleasures. Boy, that, you know what? You wear out on your pleasures. The things you used to use to like to play putt-putt golf, got a lot of pleasure out of that. You can't stand the game anymore. Used to love to go ride the race cars, drive them real fast. Oh, that was so much fun. You can't even stand them anymore. You wouldn't waste your money or time. And on it goes. It doesn't have to be bad barroom stuff. The thing is, you're fickle. And whatever used to give you pleasure before, you've run out on it. Now you need something else. You need more of it. It's called the pleasures of sin for a season is what it's called. You love yourself. You love your pleasures. You love your money. You love your sin. You know what the problem is? You don't love Jesus. Or the world doesn't love Jesus if you do. It's a terrible state to find this country in. This country will not keep his commandments because they do not love Jesus Christ. And don't think, by anti-terrorism and by government reforms and by various other social methods that people get on there and try to raise some money to get you to participate in their deal, they're going to fix this problem. That problem is a heart problem. That problem is not a social problem. It is a heart problem. And until people are willing to humble themselves before God and get right with God, ain't nothing going to change. It's just going to get worse. Now, the people are not ashamed to use the word God. They'll say, oh, God, this, God bless America, and God we trust, and oh, we pray to God for this and that, you know. But you know what? They choke when it comes to the words Jesus Christ. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. They don't want to mention his name. And you know what Mark said? Mark was real bold on this thing. He recorded what Jesus Christ said. Jesus said this, whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and of my words. I think that's just what Jesus Christ was talking about here in John chapter 14, verse 15. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, there's his words, and there he is. He said, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Wow. When he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels, he's coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to be a party. No more riding on a little colt. No more of that triumphal entry stuff. No more peace, love, dove stuff, buddy. When he comes back, he's coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this old world, all consumed with the love of itself and the love of pleasure and the love of money and the love of sin, is going to find itself with the greatest enemy this world has ever had, going to be Jesus Christ himself. Terrible, terrible condition. Now, in the Old Testament, there were two main commands. A lawyer asked Jesus Christ one time, what's the first and great commandment in the Bible? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. This is the first and great command. The second is like thereunto, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And man, they had a time of it too. They had a hard time of it. Why? Because they loved the praise of men more than they loved the praise of God. Just like today, we have all these celebrities. You know, you get your little home page, you know, on your computer for the internet, and you go in there and check the headlines. The headlines, what's it all about? The great business leaders of our day, the great sports leaders of our day, the great politicians of our day, and the great movie stars of our day, and the great musicians of our day. And they are all celebrities. You know how a man wins his vote to get into a political office? By popularity. You know how he advances his popularity? By convincing you to give him some money so he can get into office. And you know what he does when he gets into office? He could care less whether or not you're happy with his performance, only to the extent that he can convince you to keep him into office a little bit longer. Celebrities. You know all the movie stars? They don't care what you think about their private lives as long as you like their bangling and their bangling and get them in there. So you get these musicians and they have their little music award. And two women get up there on television, kiss each other. Lesbian act. And then there's big headline articles going on about that for a whole week. You know what they just love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. The trouble with the Pharisees in Jesus' day is they loved the uppermost seats is what they loved. And they loved greetings in the marketplaces, being called rabbi, rabbi. They loved the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues. Oh, I don't know, years ago people used to make this big distinction between agape love and phileo love and eros love and all that kind of stuff. And they said agape love is a man's love for God, drooly, drivelly, googly, gaggly, because he's such a big Greek scholar. You know the truth of the matter is? That word right there, they love the uppermost rooms at feast, that's agape. That little Greek thing, that just to prove some man's scholarship, he's going to teach you something about a greater depth of love of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to go back to Greek to find out how to love Jesus Christ. Get on your knees and have fellowship with Jesus Christ and learn it in English. Love, agape. They agape'd the uppermost seats, uppermost rooms in their feasts is what they agape'd. It didn't have anything to do with their love of God at all. They loved covetousness. That's the problem with the Pharisees, and it's the problem today. They loved covetousness. Let me tell you something. Because they don't like Jesus Christ and try to kick him out and get his words out of here with him at the same time, you know what the deal is? I'll tell you what the deal is. You got murder rate in this country and all over this world that's on an increase substantially. You say, why? The murder rate's on the increase substantially in this country for one simple reason. They don't want to be governed by God's commands anymore. You know what you got in this country? You got busted up homes and divorces and adultery and all kinds of problems. You know why you got those kinds of problems these days? It's very simple. You've got problems with adultery in this country because people don't like God's commands. You know what you've got going on in this country? You've got going on in this country a problem with theft. And the reason that you have a problem with theft is people don't want to go with God anymore because they don't want to go with God's words. You know what you got? A problem with lying. Got a problem with lying in our government. You get this guy up here who was a president of the United States of America committing adultery against his wife publicly and then lying publicly about what he did, and you say, why is our country in the state of affairs that it is? They don't love Jesus Christ and they don't love his words. You say, preacher, you're getting awful adamant about this, and I don't like to hear the tone of your voice. Look, man, when you think about where this country was with Jesus Christ, and when you think about where this country was with God's commands, I mean, this country at one time had so much respect for God's laws, they had something called a blue law here, and you couldn't even buy dry goods on a Sunday out of national respect for the Lord's day. And boy, there's a whole generation of people who don't even know what I'm talking about there. You better believe it's passionate. You better believe the words are strong. You know why? Because the country is going in the gutter for one simple reason. People don't love Jesus Christ anymore, and our country's doing everything it can to shut up the voice of every public forum to be able to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, to get people back to a place where that you'd see an end to the murder and the adultery and the theft and the lying and the cheating and the stealing. The homes are breaking up because kids don't honor their mother and father anymore. Why not? Because they don't want his commands. Why not? They don't love Jesus. Who's going to teach them to love Jesus? You think the government's going to do that? Who's going to teach them to love Jesus? You think the churches are going to do that? Unfortunately, this disease has affected the churches. Listen, there are two main commandments in the New Testament, just like there were two main commandments in the Old Testament. Two main commandments in the New Testament are simply this. 1 John 3:23, just very, very simple. 1 John 3:23 says very plainly, this is his commandment. What? Number one, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. That's his commandment right there. Believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Second commandment, love one another as he gave his commandment. How are we to love one another? Be willing to ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, verse 16. You ought to be willing to lay down your lives for the brethren in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Now, Jesus Christ laid down his life for his disciples. What did they do right before he died? They scattered. He laid down his life for Peter. What did Peter do? Peter denied him. And you get somebody that you know in your church, and you and her have a little bit of a problem, and you think you're going to love them enough to lay your life down for them? No way, Jose. Why? Why? Because you don't want to follow his commandments. Why? You don't love him enough. You see, this problem with the country, it's easy for us to get all in a soapbox, you know, and say, oh, man, look what's going on here in the United States of America. It doesn't give me any great thrill to be able to speak so honestly about the condition of our country. It just happens to be a reality. Matter of fact, it's very sad. Matter of fact, he said we need to be praying for our government leaders. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it's exactly what he tells us to do so we can live godly and peaceable lives in this country. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. It doesn't give us any great privilege and any great thrill to be able to say our country has turned its back on Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something. Don't look to the government to take care of this problem. They're not interested. But I say don't look to the churches either. We should be able to. Take our focus and our words off of this country and put it right on your back and on my back. You say you love Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The first commandment is you ought to get saved. He said that we should believe on the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe him? Oh, there's so many people in this country that use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and never have trusted him as their Savior. There are more people in this country that go to church who have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior than there are people who go to church who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. You know what the problem is? Same problem is with the country. They love the world. He said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? You say, Brother Welder, what'd you do, a poll or something, to find out that there are people that go to church that don't have Jesus Christ as their Savior? Yeah, door-to-door evangelism. Man, I've knocked on doors in lots of cities talking to people about Jesus Christ, met them in public concourses and in various places. They know the name of Jesus Christ, and they name the name of Jesus Christ. They hadn't loved him enough to receive him. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the first commandment is to believe on his name. What's the problem? They love the world. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that is in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It rules in the hearts of people who profess to be Christians, but who have never really trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. God, if you find yourself in that condition, receive him today. Don't be so proud as to fail to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said that's not all. The second commandment that's given to Christians is not only to believe on Jesus Christ, but this one, love one another as he gave his commandment. Well, I'll tell you what, you know what's going on in these churches all across America. People don't love each other anymore. Oh, they say they do. And maybe you really do, but so many of them who say they do don't. Paul even had that problem back there in Galatians. He told them, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But what do? They commit adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. That's not the kind of stuff that ought to be going in church, but it does. What does it come from? Failure to love Jesus Christ. And if you don't love him, there's no way in the world you're going to be able to love a brother. He says you're supposed to love him enough to be able to lay your life down for him. So hard to do, man. You know what the real problem is with professing Christians? Don't really love Jesus. Now watch this. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Well, all right. Verse 23 in the same passage says, If a man love me, he will keep my words. All right, let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you read the Bible all the way through cover to cover? When was the last time you read the Bible all the way through cover to cover? Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word. When was the last time you read it all the way through? You say, well, I've never read it all the way through. Well, how long have you been saved? 5 years. And you hadn't read your Bible all the way through one time? And you say you love Jesus Christ? He said, if you love me, you're going to keep my words. Don't fool yourself. You say, well, what do I need to do about it, preacher? You need to fall in love with Jesus Christ and get in that book and keep that command. He says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, or not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. When was the last time that you faithfully attended your church? You say, well, I hadn't been in church in a while. I got mad at so-and-so, or I got mad at the preacher, or they didn't like me, or I something, 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 something. You know what your problem is? It's not, your problem is not with the church. Your problem is not with the pastor. Your problem is not with the people in the church. Your problem is a heart problem. You don't love Jesus Christ like you ought to. If you love me, keep my commandment. How about giving? Oh, preacher, now don't get on the money thing. You don't understand, man. I've racked up some credit card debt, and I got 2 car payments, and I got a home mortgage. You know, it's like the Bible says, man, they love money more than they love God. They love pleasures more than they love God. He said, the abundance of a man's life consisteth not in the things which he possesseth. Who told you had to have all that stuff? Jesus Christ, when he's here, he didn't even have a house, man. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, good measure. Paul told him in 2 Corinthians, he said, this will prove the sincerity of your love. Well, you love him, don't you? You say you do. Well, do you keep his commandment about that giving? You say, no. Well, don't think it's a money problem. It's not a money problem. It's a heart problem. You don't love Jesus quite like you think you do. How about praying? You pray for your family that's lost, and do you pray for your boss, and do you pray for your country, and do you pray for your pastor, and do you pray for the people in the church, and do you pray for your kids, and do you pray for your provisions, and do you thank God when you pray, and do you pray for your health, and all that other kind of stuff? The Bible says men ought to always pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing, Paul says. You're not praying? Don't think it's a problem with not having enough time. Say, preacher, you just don't know my schedule. It ain't a scheduling problem. Your problem is you don't love Jesus Christ like you think you do. How about forgiveness? You holding a grudge out on a brother? James says, grudge not. Paul says, "Be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." What's the matter? You got it out with a brother and you don't love him? You don't love him? You know what? You know what John said about that? If a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he's a liar. You don't love God. You say, "Well, you just don't understand. That guy double-crossed me. Man, if he'd had a chance, he'd have stuck me in the back with a knife." You just don't understand, preacher. Yeah, I do. You know what I understand? I understand you're having a problem in your heart with loving Jesus Christ. He's not your problem. You're your problem. You don't love Jesus Christ like you ought to. Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? Are you using your body for fornication? Are you using your body for adultery? How about envy? You got secret sins nobody else knows about? How about strife? How about jealousy? How about hatred? How about covetousness? That's a good one this age. You say, "Oh, preacher, now you've gone right into something you oughtn't have got into." Let me tell you something. If you're having problems with those sins on the inside of your heart, your problem's not with temptation. Your problem is you don't have enough love for the Lord Jesus Christ like you think you do. Because he said, "If you love me, keep my commandment." How about murmuring and complaining and whining like they did in 1 Corinthians chapter 10? You having trouble with that? Backbiting and bickering and carrying on about so-and-so and murmuring and complaining about your lot in life and whining because you don't have everything you wish you did? You know what your problem is? You just don't love Jesus Christ like you did, like you think you should, or like you should, or like you think you do. Listen, if you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments. You're not keeping them? Then what's the problem? You need to start loving him more. Look, it's easy to point the finger at the country and say, "Look, I can see all the places where they're going down." Who can't? Even the country can point its finger at itself. But how about when it comes to us and we got to point the finger at ourselves? Let me tell you something. This list get on me just like it gets on you. The deal is we got to look over this thing and realize the root of the problem is not somebody else. It is not the circumstances. It is not the schedule. It is not your financial condition. It is not the generation in which you live. The problem is you don't love Jesus Christ as much as you ought to do, and when you finally get to the place where you do love him that much, the other things will fall right into place. Like John said, he said here about keeping his commandments, they're not grievous. They're not grievous. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You can do it. But it starts with loving Jesus Christ. Are you going to do that today? That's what he said. Please do.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.